At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Good morning, Lee.
Good morning there, Tara.
Well, mainstream media was teeing up a scandal. You see, Trump is out there on vacation. How dare he? Yeah, he's taking a golf vacation in Scotland. This is the way that they frame this going into the weekend. I got to tell you, with the mainstream media, they just can't get a win.
Yeah.
They really can't. They used to be able to lie because there wasn't any really good way to counter them. Now there's X. So they tried to tell the lie, Lee, that, well, you know, he's using taxpayer funds to go check out his own golf courses. And yep. He's using taxpayer funds for a business trip. But it's just a golf trip. I retweeted, so you can see it, all the mainstream media headlines, and they were saying it should be an investigation. This is a vacation. Look at him. Why is he on vacation? That's so wrong. And then he announces on this vacation a world trade changing. I'm talking realigning the post-World War II order trade deal, largest ever trade deal for the United States of America. They look like idiots having run this. Oh, we need an investigation. Too much taxpayer money. It's a vacation. They never cared that Joe Biden spent over a quarter of his presidency on vacation. And look, we're grateful for that. He would have done more damage.
Please, you know, wish he'd vacationed more.
Exactly.
Of course, then the auto pin would have still been plugged in. So,
but the loser media was humiliated again. I mean, here's just, I snapshotted this off Google, just the headlines. Headline, AP, Trump's trip to Scotland as his new golf course open blurs politics in the family business. Trump, Wall Street Journal, Trump sought escape on his summer golf vacation. Independent, stunning amount. Trump's Scotland trip will cost taxpayers about $10 million, largely to promote his golf courses. This is definitely not anything in the interest of America. Oh, I don't know, the entire rewriting of trade. And look, one of the things that happened after World War II, we were helping with, obviously, the rebuilding of Europe, something called the Marshall Plan.
Yep.
And we gave them a whole bunch of money, but we also rewrote the rules of trade at the time to benefit them. So they would tariff our goods so they could rebuild their markets, but we wouldn't tariff their goods. It was kind of a subsidy to help them rebuild, get their manufacturing base rebuilt, all of that. Germany thrived under that system, where arguably a lot of that manufacturing really should have been done here, but we put it in place. Well, you know, that was fine after World War II and all. But that's like 80 years ago.
Exactly. It's been a while.
Yeah, and they've had plenty of opportunities to rebuild. We don't need to be rebuilding them at our expense. And so Trump said no and cut this incredible historic trade deal. I mean, it's absolutely massive. I mean, just look at this alone. Europe agreeing to purchase $750 billion in energy from us. That's huge. That's a lot of energy that they're not going to be purchasing from Russia. Russia most affected. Pledged to invest $600 billion in America. Our tariff will be set at 15% across the board, but we get access to their markets without tariffs. Mm-hmm. I mean, this was an absolute jawbreaker for the Europeans. And you know what's funny about this? You're looking at this trade deal. It's basically the total value of it's $1.2 trillion. And you ask yourself, what do you mean? We only had to ask to get this?
Yeah.
Why didn't Clinton do that? Why didn't Bush do that? Why didn't Obama do that? Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you why, because all three of those presidents, Democrat, Republican alike, were uniparty. And the idea of doing anything that would benefit Americans is considered gauche and embarrassing in those circles. You wouldn't do it. You wouldn't think to do it. You would not advocate for America. They were busy doing the one central thing the Uniparty is formed around, and that is breaking down America's borders, breaking down its identity, in the process breaking down the Bill of Rights and dissolving it into a trade bloc. So what Trump is doing is isolationist. It's benefit America. The smart thought was, well, we don't benefit America. We don't look out for America. We just sort of dissolve America into Mexico and Canada in one trade block, and it would be unfair if we had the upper hand, so no one would ever propose a thing like that, that we actually try to use, get an advantage. It was thought to be gauche and embarrassing. You simply wouldn't think that way. And that's over now. And shame on them, all of them, the prosperity we could have had. And this, Lee, just think about how paradigm shifting this is. This wasn't even discussed. The idea that we'd rewrite trade rules to benefit ourselves or get the maximum benefit.
Well, Trump did mention it in the campaign. It was discussed there.
Oh, yeah, no. I mean, just it's revolutionary for, I mean, before Trump, have you ever heard of such a thing?
No, absolutely not.
It's not discussed. It's not debated. It's not even on the table for discussion.
You heard about trade imbalance, but that was about as far as it would ever get.
Yeah. And so all of this after the media mocks him for going on vacation. This is what a vacation is like for Trump.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? And, you know, again, the $750 billion worth of energy, that's fantastic. You know why? It's not windmills.
Yeah.
Right. It's natural gas.
Right.
And again, Trump knows this, and I pointed this out during his last presidency. The number one driver of GDP growth every single quarter for all of the quarters of the last Trump presidency was oil, natural gas,
energy,
rare earth minerals.
Yeah.
And if you went to a grocery store and just stuck a microphone in people's face and said, hey, what's the number one driver of our GDP, of our economic growth? You'd probably guess tech. You'd probably say, well, it's tech or something. Nope, it was energy. And that's why the Democrats went straight for it and tried to gut it, in the time that they had with Joe Biden. To do the maximum amount of economic damage. That's what they're about. People don't realize how important energy is to us having an economy and a growing economy. It's huge. You can't just put it aside and think we're going to have any kind of GDP growth because we're not. So this is absolutely massive. And by the way, do you remember when Biden destroyed shut down the permitting process for the export of the natural gas?
Yeah.
And didn't know it. Didn't know he'd done it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Mike Johnson, speaker, goes to the White House and says, hey, you know, why are you blocking these terminals? And Biden says, oh, I'm not. And Johnson had to explain to him, no, let's print out your executive order and let's see what you signed. And he didn't know. Well, this is going to absolutely rewrite the rules of export of natural gas as well. So all of this is incredible. It's incredibly good. We've just gotten access to this massive market we didn't have access to before in a trade barrier-free way. Think about how this flips the paradigm. Mm-hmm. Before it was, well, we're Americans, we're less than, and so we should have to pay you know, the essentially the equivalent of tariffs. They were trade barriers into Europe with our products. But we shouldn't expect them to do that here. Trump's flipped that. Now they're paying for access to our best market in the world, richest market in the world, and they have dropped their barriers.
This is what equity looks like.
Yes. It's incredible.
Trade equity.
Yeah. Could have done this years and years and years ago. We've lost all of that time. We've lost all of that profit. So Trump is personally rebuilding the GDP, rebuilding the economy, creating business opportunities. Again, not something anybody had ever really thought that was the president's responsibility. But he's redefining the presidency as well.
Yeah.
So,
well, that's what happens when you get a doer, not a politician, in the executive office.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Trump, don't kid yourself, is locked in a, you know, a Vulcan death match with the deep state now.
Mortal Kombat.
Mortal Kombat. It's going to get bad.
Yes.
And I said this last week, it's going to be one of those deals where if he defeats them, and that's still in question, he's going to emerge from the field of battle incredibly bloody and barely alive. Yeah. It's starting now. It's heating up. It's getting worse. They're using Epstein right now as their weapon. They will probably deploy other weapons as well to try to survive.
Yeah.
And I'm going to, by the way, as the show unfolds today, I'm going to dive into what is actually going on with Epstein. It's really important to understand how they're fighting and how we're fighting and what is the issue anyway. Why are we in court trying to unseal documents? What is that about? Because there's so much more to it than meets the eye. All of that coming up on the show. So stick around. Happy Monday. By the way, Lee, looks like it's going to cool down a little to a mere...
Yeah, the mid-90s today. So.
Right, yeah, sure.
Yes, exactly.
Yes, wait, I'm seeing what, high of 96, and it'll only feel like 104.
Right,
so
exactly,
fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, that's great.
Yeah.
I spent a few years in Texas, you know, growing as a kid. Not many. Mm-hmm. My mom couldn't take it there. It was so hot in the summer.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she hated it because she was from New York, you know. Yeah. She was like, this doesn't make any sense. So we moved here to cool down. You know? Now it feels like Texas in when I was a kid. I mean, just that absolutely blinding, blinding heat. But this too shall pass eventually.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Folks, one of the things that drove the Russia collusion hoax, the endless lies, was the fact that Obama's CIA director, John Brennan, and Obama slash Trump's FBI director, James Comey, were on the television constantly on the mainstream media, which was much more powerful then. There wasn't anything to counter it. Now we know the FBI was also censoring us, too. We didn't know that then. And they were on the television all the time. Oh, yes, we need to investigate this. Russia put Trump in office. Yes, we can tell by looking at him that he is a Russian stooge, a dupe. He was recruited by the KGB. Remember when those articles ran in foreign newspapers but got picked up here? Oh, yeah. No, the KGB, put it in, The Guardian. KGB recruited Trump 40 years ago. He's been a Russian spy ever since. In retrospect, it's hilarious. I mean, it is full-on cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. But it was very real. Went on for almost 3 years. And now we're finally seeing the declassification of the truth. And we're also seeing that the hoax is still ongoing. The first guy, Devin Nunes, who, remember, was the chairman of the Intelligence Committee in the House, back when he was a Congress member, said over the weekend to Maria Bartiromo, what you're seeing now, I saw in 2017. We all did. What? Wait, I'm sorry. Okay. Trump was sworn in 2017. Because remember, the election was 2016, right? A lot of people think he was sworn in 2016. No, he wasn't sworn in until 2017. Wait a minute. Stop. You on the Intel committee saw all of this that we're seeing now in 2017. Yeah. So you knew the Russia collusion hoax was fake. Keep in mind, Republicans controlled that committee. Republicans controlled Congress, not Democrats. Yeah. No. And you couldn't say anything because they had classified the truth. There was no Russia collusion. Russia didn't use a bot army to try to influence the election. Russia, to the extent they cared at all, who won, thought it would be Hillary. And do you remember when Devin Nunes came out, he couldn't say what was in the report, but what he did do was go to the White House and warn them, hey, this Russia collusion hoax stuff, it's a hoax. In other words, he went to the White House, Trump was in the White House at the time, and said, hey, listen, this is what we have. It's all fake. It's just classified, so we can't tell the public. They've hidden their crimes behind classification. Do you remember what the reaction to that was? I had forgotten this. And Nunes was reminding everyone over the weekend. He was punished by Republican leadership with an investigation, ethics investigation. They told him to step down. No more chairing the Intelligence Committee. We can't have you telling the truth about Russia and Trump. So understand, this hoax cuts both ways. The then Bush-controlled Republican leadership, even though Trump was president, was very much invested in this lies. Well, the whole deep state was. And Nunes says, you are finally seeing this intelligence. That's how corrupt the deep state is and how long it has been. Take a listen, Devin Nunes. Over the weekend, he says, look, folks, we got to get these people because this hoax is still ongoing in one form or another.
It's important to remember that this is an ongoing conspiracy. It hasn't stopped. And the people that have hoisted this on the American people for the last nearly a decade have never paid one price, and they're continuing to do exactly the same thing that they've done for a while. Now, look, at the end of the day, the American people rejected it. They overwhelmingly elected Donald Trump to be president of the United States. And the president has asked myself and all the people that he's put into these intelligence roles and these law enforcement roles, he just wants it cleaned up. after, you know, after all of this, after all the country's been through, what we'd like to do, and I think what the president really wants, is to clean up the FBI, clean up the Department of Justice. And part of that is having accountability for the people who perpetuated this ongoing hoax.
Nunes talked about what he thinks the Mar-a-Lago raid is actually about, that 40-page annex that's now declassified that has a lot of this, including the fact that Comey covered up Hillary's crimes by simply classifying them, the 8 thumb drives, then turned around and launched the Russia collusion hoax investigation into Donald Trump to cover up Hillary's crimes. Yeah, that's what just got declassified. Nunes believes the Mar-a-Lago raid was to try to get a hold of copies of that intelligence that Trump actually left office with. They were so afraid that you would know what they did.
Why was there a raid at Mar-a-Lago? What led to that raid? What led to the appointment of that special counsel? What the hell were they doing at Mar-a-Lago? What were they looking for? This was an unprecedented act in U.S. history where the Department of Justice raids a former president's home. But that raid on Mar-a-Lago wasn't very long ago. That was an attempt. Whatever they were looking for, whatever scheme they had cooked up, whatever they were looking for, they didn't find, clearly. But that was to try to stop President Trump from being reelected.
Unbelievable.
That's all it was. And so there's a lot more to do with that. I'm happy that the Justice Department has this strike force. And look, I'm going to, you know, as chairman of the President's Intelligence Board, I'm going to try to get out as much of this information and get it declassified as possible.
So you believe that they raided Mar-a-Lago because they were looking for this? They were looking for the intelligence community assessment, your report on Russia's influence campaign targeting the 2016 presidential election. That's why they raided Mar-a-Lago.
I believe it had to be one of the things that they were looking for. Because, look, that report is pretty damning. If people take the time to read it, it's, you know, 45 pages. It's spent, you know, we had a dedicated team that spent nearly 2 years down at the CIA looking through this. It was blocked from getting out. And the reason that report is so important, right, that's, you know, let's just, you know, dumb it down, simply put, we went through every single piece of intelligence that existed. And if anything, it was clear that if Putin was going to do anything, he probably wanted Hillary Clinton to win. But in fact, if you just apply a little common sense to it, the fact was is that nobody around the world thought that President Trump was going to win in 2016. Same with Vladimir Putin. He didn't either. And so when you go through that, that was the intelligence. Every piece of intelligence that existed is, we went through it. It's in that report. And so, and what do we know? What do we, after all this, after all, you know, Trump and Russia and collusion, you know, the two people that didn't collude? Trump and Russia. That's what we found out. We know that Clinton colluded. We know the DNC colluded. You had John Podesta on earlier, you know, sitting there lying on television.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, what a contrast. What a contrast between the way mass stabbings end in the UK and the way they end here. It's huge. In the UK, they've been disarmed. Illegal immigrants have the run of the place, and they're very stabby. They like to make you bleed. And as women and children have been knifed in public with no ability to fight back, it's the leftist way, the European way. Some of them have died tragically. Outrage has ensued. In the UK, if you followed any of that last summer, there ended up being riots. So how does a stabbing go in the UK? Like, say, at a, I don't know, the equivalent of a Walmart? How does that work? Well, the person, usually an Islamist, goes and stabs and murders some people to make a point of some kind. They're unarmed and thus must just try to shield themselves with their hands or whatever they can get their hands on. Then, when the public, outraged, takes to the streets to demonstrate, they fix it by censoring the public, raiding their homes for what are called hate-filled social media posts. Any criticism of migrants, migration, or violence by migrants, even if it is correct, that's mostly who's doing this in the UK, is censored. And we just saw over the weekend the fall of Europe. And the announcement in the UK that there will now be a national police force dedicated almost entirely to silencing people through raids on their homes who criticize the migration policies of the party in power or who just criticize the politicians of the party in power. You're watching the UK turn into China. And a point has to come where I don't know that we'll have enough in common to even be allies anymore. But that's not how stabbings end here in America. No, it's a very different story. Here in America, where we still have the freedom to draw our firearms, or the Democrats trying to get rid of that, you watched a group of men pursue a stabber who'd already stabbed six, pursue a stabber and subdue him by themselves before the police arrive. This is at the Walmart Supercenter, Traverse City in Michigan, horrifying mass stabbing. Among those recognized for their courage, Derek Perry and a guy by the name of Matthew Kay, two veterans, apprehend the 42-year-old suspect after he attacked 11 people inside the store, leaving six victims in critical condition and five others in serious conditions. The video is glorious. Why? Because we're allowed to own a gun. We don't have to defer to stabbers in this country. Now, if this was the UK, it would have gone differently. The stabber would have probably hit twice, three times as many. Anybody angry about it who talked about it online might be censored, might have their own home raided in response, but not here, not now. And so you saw Matthew Kay, whose last name is not being released, he's a Marine Corps veteran, went after the guy with the shopping cart, knocked him clear on the ground. And then you saw the other veteran who's now being hailed as a hero, Derek Perry, who was armed. And look, folks, what a display of just absolutely amazing and wonderful male toxicity. Bringing this guy down. A woman who was at the Walmart with her fiance when the attack happened said bystanders were confronting two of the people. Were comforting two of the people stabbed as other customers chased the attacker out of the store and eventually held him in the parking lot until first responders arrived. It was very panicky. It was very scary, said Angela Helfrich. I've never witnessed anything like that, and I've lived in Traverse City my whole life. I was way too close. That could have been me or my family. I feel awful for all the victims and their families. One poster wrote, in a classic glorious display of instinctive toxic masculinity, two strangers work together to nail the savage. Again, something that's not possible in Europe and really most other places. But it is here, and we need to hold on to that. Texter writes, hey, Tara, on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 800-905-0989. Give it time. White college educated women will put an end to American males allowed to fight back. Texter writes, Tara, while all of this is kind of interesting, absolutely nothing will happen to the elite. I repeat, nothing will happen to the elite. It does not matter what they've done. Well, here's what I would say to you, okay? And Devin Nunes was trying to explain this over the weekend. We've never gotten this far before. I get to, you know what I had, my last call of the last show last week was Richard. He was very upset. And he said, listen, nothing's ever going to happen to these people. Not to John Brennan, not to James Comey, not to Hillary Clinton, not to Barack Obama. And I said, listen, let's just rewind for a minute. March. A year ago, Donald Trump is facing 700 years in prison. Looks like there's no way out of any kind. All his trials, or the bulk of them, are scheduled before the election. He's such persona non grata that none of his family members are allowed on Fox anymore. They've been banned. And when he stands out in front of the courthouse, he's alone. There's nobody with him except Secret Service. Nobody wants to be seen with him. He was a pariah. That was March. By May of last year, y'all, he is convicted of 34 felonies, May of last year. And there were still more registered Democrats in this country than Republicans. Elon Musk hadn't built his registration system that revolutionized voter registration yet. That wouldn't start for two more months. It looked impossible, but it wasn't. That's where we were, folks, a little more than a year ago. So I would say have patience. Have patience. We, as Devin Nunes explained over the weekend, they hid their crimes behind classification. They hid Hillary's, but they also hid the fact that the Russia collusion hoax was fake. Republicans in Congress knew it in 2017. It's taken this long to get the intelligence out, even though Trump declassified it more than once. This is something we haven't done before. We had to get the crimes out from behind the classification they hid them behind. They're out now. It took seven, eight years. We're making progress. Just to be able to show the public this was fake, just to be able to show the public what they did, is something we haven't gotten here before. This is a first. So people saying, well, it's like everything else, they'll get away. No, it's not. We've never been here. We've never done this. We've never gotten this far. For that annex to be there, and by the way, they're saying all of it's coming out. There's still more documents coming this week. Will they be convicted? That depends on their ability to corrupt the system to pick the judges and our ability to get these trials, because there's going to be, indictments are coming. Absolutely, indictments are coming. And there's going to be trials. Whether they win or we win is going to depend on how well the Democrats are able to manipulate the federal court system, get the judges they want, and get it in the jurisdiction they want. We better have a plan for that, because they're going to cheat like they do with everything else, like they do with lawfare. But folks, at a minimum, if we can get these guys into court where the rules of evidence support the truth, where you can't censor stuff with classification and say, hey, you can't see it, you got to take our word for it, it's going to change everything. Even if we don't get convictions, but we can merely bankrupt Comey, bankrupt Brennan, it's going to be a sign to everyone behind them, hey, maybe this isn't worth it. Maybe it's not guaranteed I'll get away with it. Maybe I'll spend the rest of my life in a poorhouse after my trial. Maybe stop meddling, using the intel state to help Democrats win in ways that break the law. This is, folks, this is the beginning, I'm telling you. I don't know if we'll win, but we've never gotten this far before, and that makes me feel really good. 1980, survey of how Americans spent their time. Number one, for adults, work. Makes sense, got to pay the bills. Number two, family. Hanging out with family. What else was there to do? In fact, back then, if you were watching TV, you were probably watching TV with your family. We did a lot of that when I was growing up. What is it today, time with family? It's number five. It was number two. Survey in 1980. I got to retweet. That's an unbelievable graphic. So what are we doing with our time? Unbelievable new study. Is this true in your life? Sometimes you can't help it, for the most part. On average, Americans are spending more than 10 hours a day online. 10 hours a day online, split between things like work, social media, and streaming. Online time is now the number one. 1980 was work. Number two was family. And actually, the category is family and friends. So people you love, basically. Now the people you love category, number five, ways we spend our time. Unbelievable. According to a new poll, Americans spend nearly half the entire day online between work, jobs and tasks, entertainment and socials. Here's how it breaks down. The average American spends, of the 10 hours they spend online a day, 5.4 of those hours are on work. So you got to do that one way or another. 5.4 of those hours are on work, reading emails, paying bills, you know, stuff you probably would have done before at the kitchen table, but, you know, now it's online. Okay, fine. But 5.4 of those hours spent on work, reading emails, paying bills, browsing, gaming, and looking at social media. Another 5 hours are spent streaming entertainment. So watching movie shows, videos. 55% of them use their TV to stream content, followed by 25% who mostly use computers and tablets, and 20% use their phone. I'm telling you, this is why time with family has fallen to number five activities. Phones are raising kids. They are. We'll see how it works out.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.